Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit about the concept of traffic. I know, for example, there are a number of places in the U.S. They always publish that, you know, top 10 worst traffic list, and you know, D.C. Or some of the iterations or some of the locations or some of the places around D.C., you know, always make that list. You know, we always have bad traffic. Partially for us, it's because on both sides of D.C., there are rivers. There's basically, you know, places that you have to cross, and in crossing that river, you've got a bottleneck. When all the feeder roads have to go to one bridge, you know, you end up with a problem. The hilarious thing for me is that there's tons of highway space. There's just not a lot of bridges. And, you know, that is what it is. Bridges are expensive to build and maintain. But the other side of traffic is the pattern itself, right? When you think about traffic, you know, you kind of have to evaluate, you know, when do people go to work, when do people leave for work, you know, when are they coming home from work. That ongoing evaluation of traffic is kind of what city planners do. I had the fortune of being friends with a city planner many years ago, and he used to always say that the biggest part of traffic was making sure on the worst day it's not the worst day. And then on the best day it's even better than the best day, right? You want to keep traffic moving as much as possible. So cities build bypasses. Cities build massive, try to build massive systems that will take you in and out of the city without having to worry about waiting in traffic and so on and so forth. The other part of traffic, though, I think, is the interesting problem that occurs. First of all, there are people that drive aggressively. And when you drive aggressively, you put everybody around you at risk. You're less likely to be at risk because everybody's trying to avoid you. And in avoiding you, they no longer are able to protect themselves. So aggressive drivers actually change the behavior of everybody else around them, because you end up having to drive differently with aggressive drivers around than you do without. It's one of the interesting phenomena I noticed that, you know, aggressive drivers, and these are people that multiple switch lane switches and aggressively speeding up, and, you know, they don't slow down with traffic and speed up with traffic. They speed up faster than traffic, and they slam the brakes and squeal to a halt because they don't pay attention necessarily to the drivers around them. They're the most important person on the road. The reason that this comes up for me is that, you know, my twins recently, not recently, now it's been more than 2 years, but, you know, have been learning to drive. And I remember when I learned to drive in Indiana, the worst thing that I had to worry about was the first time I was up visiting my grandparents in the winter, my grandfather had me drive in the Chicago area with 10 inches of snow on the ground. And that 10 inches of snow taught me very quickly how to drive on the snow. It's a different reality when you drive on snow than when you don't drive on snow. But that was the worst thing I worried about. My kids are driving in a place where they have to worry about the other drivers. They have to worry about the speed. They have to worry about the state of Maryland watching them with a speed camera. Because, frankly, when there are no other cars on the road, people tend to drive faster in the Maryland area, and there tends to be a lot of speed cameras because of that. It's ultimately, I guess, the good and the bad of living near a major metropolitan area that has a massive traffic congestion problem. That got me thinking about, you know, kind of from the long run, what's a better way to solve the problem? And obviously the easy answer there is flying cars. If you have cars that are no longer bound to a specific roadway, but instead you can say, okay, everything below 5,000 feet is for car traffic. Cars, you still have to follow the road, right, because all the GPS and everything is built around that. And also for safety, you don't want cars kind of taken off wherever they want to, but instead, you know, cars stay over the roads, but, you know, you can now stack traffic 5,000 feet deep. You really reduce the risk and the pain of aggressive drivers somewhat. You do speed up the commute radically. Now you have to worry about aggressive drivers in a different way, but, there are things that the authorities could do to kind of solve the problem of aggressive drivers that I won't go into today. But anyway, just a little thinking on the reality of traffic. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening.